Hey everybody, Rob Booker here again. This is Social Influencer. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you so much for subscribing. I really appreciate it. And if you're watching on Facebook, you're not watching on YouTube because we don't have a YouTube channel yet. That's something we probably ought to do. In the next 2 years, here's what I think is going to happen, especially in our industry. If you're watching this video and you are in the financial related industry, like I am, and you're interested in social media influence, I'm going to share with you a dark truth, a sad truth, and that is that at some point in the near future, 12 to 24 months, email is going to go away as an option for us. And I could be wrong about it, but I don't think I am. Either Gmail is going to shut everybody off that does what we do, or they're going to create a new tab inside of email for financial promotions. And I know that sounds extreme, but some version of that that I can't figure out is going to happen. And the only thing that's going to save you is social influence. And I might be wrong about this, but the cost of you being wrong about this is higher than mine. Meaning, if I'm wrong and all you do is build a giant following on social media, all you're going to do is make more money. Great. So email stays open, plus you have a giant social media presence. But if the other people are wrong out there that don't believe in this, and they depend on email, and they don't do anything else, and if they get shut off, that's big time problems for people. So what I want to talk about today is have a little fireside chat here about personal branding. I think that one of the most important things you can do, and I know you don't need another most important thing in your life. I know you got kids, family, church, obligations, business, trading, and everything else. And also, I don't care. So what? We all do. I think one of the most important things you can do is buy every book you can find about branding. The 22 essential laws of branding, which you will receive automatically if you show up to the Social Influencer Conference. I'll buy you a copy of that. It'll be waiting for you when you get there. But every single book you can find on branding, if you can find something on personal branding, even better. And find your own books and share them with me. And the text message number is below, 555-888, if you're watching live. And you just text the word Rob Booker and let me know what book you found. I'll let you know what books I found. And find books on personal branding. Let me just give you an overview of what you need to do that's really simple. Number one, you need to be for something. Number two, you need to be against something. And you need to be explicit about it. You need to take a, if you can, somewhat controversial stand. And you need to do that as soon as possible. And that means you are for something and then you are also against something. Number three on that list is you need to consistently talk about the same financial instruments over and over and over again. Specialize in options, specialize in Forex. And as specific as you can possibly get is what you want to do. Be specific. Branding is the ownership of an idea or a concept in the mind of a potential customer. Meaning you got to own, you can't own all options. That's impossible. That's ridiculous. You can't own all of Forex. You could own fundamental economic trading, news trading on Forex. You could own options before earnings. You could own options on mid-cap stocks. You could own options on penny stocks, if that's even a thing. Own something specific so that in the mind of potential customers and consumers, you own some idea or some concept so that when they think options on mid-cap stocks or options on tech stocks or news trading on Forex, they know that you own that space and that you come to mind. It's not about jingles. It's not about imagery. It's not about logos. It's not about any of that. In fact, you don't even have to have a logo. It's not about those things. It's about owning a space in someone's mind about a particular topic. In the world of financial stuff, I own the idea, or I'm building the ownership of the idea of automated trading, in particular for FX, but also branching into futures. And I'm owning that idea. And I'm just going to kill it in that arena. And it's going to be really hard for anybody to catch up with me unless they have a ton of money 12 months from now. Unless they're willing to spend $10,000 a month 12 months from now, they're never going to catch me. and I'm going to own that space. So that means I'm also going to not own a lot of other spaces, and you might worry about being pigeonholed. You might worry about whatever, but there is an unlimited number of customers that you can get if you specialize. And there are zero people that will be interested in you if you don't. So number one, be for something. Number two, be against something. Number three, own an idea or concept in the mind of your customer. That is so important. It's so critically important. If you want to have some help in that arena, if you want to learn how to brand yourself on social media, in particular, Facebook and YouTube, if you want to learn how to own your space, send me a text message. I'm Rob Booker. No spaces, R-O-B-B-O-O-K-E-R, to 555-888, especially if you live in the United States or Canada, and we can strike up a conversation, build a relationship, and move from there. When I come back, I'm going to talk about another aspect of personal branding that's going to carry you all the way to the finish line, and that is building a relationship. I'll be back. I'm Rob. I'll see you in the next one.